Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday, the third day of December, as we head towards the holidays here. And obviously the Yankees going shopping as they kind of kick the tires on a couple of big pitchers today. But again, these contracts are going to take some time. You will not get these guys signed probably much before Christmas, if at all before Christmas. I mean, it'll take a little while, but the process has begun, and that's where we are on this Tuesday. But I thought the most interesting note of the day came from, just saw it a couple minutes ago, Mon sent to me from Bruce Beck, as he was at the March of Dimes luncheon, a luncheon that Doug and I did a couple times, more than a couple times, as a matter of fact, through the years. That's been going on forever. We emceed that a bunch of times. Here's what he said, though. It's been a very frustrating season. At the end of the season, John Mara and I are going to get together and discuss the future. As partners, we have to be very honest with each other about where we see this team going into the 2020 season. That is a lot, folks. Because the football end of the business has always been the province of John Mara. The business end is a Tisch end. That's the way it was from Wellington and Bob, who did a much better job with their partnership than the Suns have done. So that partnership was seamless. When Bob Tisch bought the team from the Tim Mara side of the family, and teams with Wellington, they were a very, very seamless ownership. I've always gotten the impression since the stadium was built that that hasn't always been the case, because these guys couldn't be more different. They have different approaches. They treat players differently. They see players differently. They see teams differently. And I know they've differed at times about coaches and players and about relationships with players and everything else. And you wonder now whether or not they are even on the same page. And that could be part of the problem here, because I really believe there's a lot of parts to this problem. See, we get on Gettleman, we get on Shermer, and rightly so. But the Giants' problems run even deeper than that right now. They run right through the structure of this organization. This organization has to decide how it's going to be as far as how it runs itself as a football entity. And that's where the owners come in. And the idea here that you see the guy who's supposed to be on the business side talk about how one partner has to be honest with the other partner almost tells you that there's a bit of an issue there. And I know at times they've clashed. I've heard at times they've clashed. I mean, I think they clashed over Coughlin more than once. But they need to get on the same page and decide how they are going to restructure this Giant organization as they go forward. And that doesn't just deal with general manager. That deals with general manager, coach, every facet of how you do your organization, from standpoint of how you do your data, how you do your video, how you do your strength and conditioning, how you do your scouting. Every single part has to be examined, because it's all part of the same game plan. And The Giants have fallen off the track in every way possible, which is why they are where they are right now, at the bottom of the league and staring down at the number one pick, having the worst record in the NFL since the start of the 2017 season. And to me, that jumped off today. And here's Steve Tisch talking, and we haven't heard a word from John Mara. Forget hearing a word from Gettleman. I mean, you give up on Gettleman. Gettleman's not going to speak. He does not feel that's part of the general manager's job. It's just to make some, you know, caustic remarks once in a while, you know, once or twice a year, and that's it. And then just let your wonderful, the team you put on the field do the talking. It's doing a lot of talking. So, but this today jumped out at me. It really did. Because to me, it just shows that the problems run even deeper than you might think they do. And those problems there at the top with Mara and Tisch have to be settled before anything else can be settled, because they have to agree on where they're taking the franchise, and they have to agree on who's taking the franchise where. You know, you can understand when it comes to what people in each family are going to do in the business. Inside the football business, you understand that. But they have to agree on, and I'm not sure they have been able to. And I think you can trace everything back to when the new building was built. I've said that many times, which I think put some pressure on this franchise in a lot of different ways. And I don't think it has overcome that, and I don't think it has moved forward from any of that. And I think they're still paying for every move they've made since then and how they have destroyed their fan base, which was one of the most loyal, dedicated fan bases in all of professional sport. I mean, really, it was the envy of many teams to have a fan base as loyal and as consistent as the Giants had. And then came the new stadium, and then came the seat licenses, and that all went away. That years and years of dedication and loyalty to the team went away. Ownership matters. And you can tell that. Here's a perfect example. Panthers just now, as I get handed Ron Rivera out. Now, David Tepper, if you know anything about David Tepper, and if you know anything about Wall Street, you know something about David Tepper. Well, you know that a guy like Tepper, when he comes in and buys the team, is not going to sit for things like what he's seen recently, especially as the team blows, 14-point leads to the Redskins. So the Carolina Panthers have parted ways with Ron Rivera just minutes ago. Owner David Tepper announced today. Secondary coach Perry Fuel has been named interim head coach. Offensive coordinator North Turner will transition to special assistant to the head coach. And Scott Turner will serve as the offensive coordinator. This is the best decision for the long-term success of the team, said Tepper. I have a great deal of respect for Ron and the contributions he made to the franchise, blah, blah, blah. We are going to Here's what Tepper said. Now, Tepper is a guy who's made a fortune on Wall Street, a very respected investor. We are going to take a comprehensive and thorough review of our football operation to make sure we are structured for long-term sustained success. What he just said is what the Giants have to do. Hear what he just said? We are going to take a comprehensive and thorough review of our football operation to make sure we are structured for long-term sustained success. That is exactly what the Giants have to do right now, is decide where they are, take a comprehensive and thorough look at their entire football operation, and realize where the problems are and fix them. And then go compete against guys like Tepper for the next coach. Because Tepper's going to get a head start, because he doesn't have a coach right now. And that's the reason he doesn't have a coach, because he wants to get a head start. So he gets Ron Rivera out of there right now so he can get a head start on guys. He puts guys in as an interim, and now he can start going after coaches. And that's what he's going to do right now. Our vision is to find, said Tepper, the right mix of old school discipline and toughness coupled with modern and innovative process. We will consider a wide range of football executives to complement our current staff. One change that we will implement is hiring an assistant general manager and vice president of football operations. We all must recognize that this is the first step in a process, but we are committed to building and maintaining a championship culture. The Giants have been a championship culture. The Giants, in a generation, went to 5 Super Bowls and won 4. They had it down. They knew what they were doing. They had, during that run, 2 Hall of Fame coaches in Parcells and Coughlin. And now it has completely unraveled. And they need to look at every part of this organization and make sure that ownership gets on the same page right now. That's what has to happen first. And yesterday we were talking about how it was time for somebody in the organization to speak. And who spoke? Stephen Tisch, which is telling in itself. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.